Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, John Mum, and we're getting to know him a little bit better. John, appreciate you joining us today, and we'll start it off with either a pregame ritual you have, something you got to do before every game, or your favorite postgame meal.
Great question, Tyler, and thanks for having me. So pregame, going back to high school, I would always have spaghetti and marinara sauce and like a nice piece of garlic bread. So I think I'm going to continue that in my coaching role. I'm going to just have spaghetti and marinara sauce and some garlic bread, a couple glasses of water, maybe some grape juice. Definitely get some prayers in. Probably will read, you know, a little bit of my Bible, you know, get my spirit built up a little bit and be ready to go.
That sounds like a really good pregame ritual there. Now, I know you've coached in a lot of different venues, so I know you haven't coached in Pella Christian's gym yet with the Pella Christian girls. If there's a place outside of Eagle Lane that you've enjoyed coaching the most, what would that place be?
Oh, boy. That's a great question, too. I've coached in so many gyms all over Central Iowa, Southern Iowa. I really can't put my finger on one that really stands out. You know, if you're talking about gyms that kind of stand out to me where I've had some great memories outside of coaching, it would have to be Wells Fargo Arena when my daughter got to play in the state tournament, you know, 2 years, her freshman year and her senior year. So great memories there. You know, honestly, coaching over the years, like, it seems like a lot of the gyms, they just kind of like they blend together, you know. But, yeah, I've had great experiences in Pella and the surrounding communities over the years as far as doing youth tournaments and high school games, junior high games. Always love traveling this area, whether it's for work or coaching or school. So, yeah, it will be really exciting to be coaching a varsity-level game on Eagle Lane here. Very soon.
Yeah, very soon indeed. Now let's talk about, because you mentioned your daughter there, let's talk about the kids there. I know you've got, you know, a lot of them, and they're kind of spread out now. One of them here locally that people may recognize the name, Caitlin Mum, from being a two-sport athlete over at Central College and somebody that played against Pella Christian at Des Moines Christian for several years there. What can you tell us about the kids and what they're up to now?
You bet. So I'll just kind of start in order. Jaron Mum is my oldest. He's 24, and he lives and works in Des Moines. He's doing very well. Him and his wife live in an apartment. They both have good jobs. He works for a automotive shop. He does like detailing, and it's a shop that does like window tinting, custom stuff on cars. So he's really enjoying that. No grandkids yet, but I'm hoping here in the next, you know, year or two, I'll have a grandbaby. I've been giving him a hard time about that. And then Caitlin is, she's 20 and she's a junior at Central. Absolutely love Central College. She's had a great experience there. She's playing volleyball and basketball for the Dutch. And last year, I got to brag about her a little bit. Last year, it was her first year playing volleyball for the Dutch, and she made first team all conference for volleyball. It was her second year playing basketball, and she was able to juggle, you know, doing both sports last year. And she's looking forward to doing both sports again this year. Volleyball season is getting close to being wrapped up. They have a game tonight against Buena Vista, and then next week is their conference tournament. That starts on Tuesday. And yeah, she's just having a great time. She'll get into the college basketball season once volleyball ends. And I know from talking to Coach Whelan that he's already anxious to get her back on the basketball court and get her back into full swing. So it helps that she's 6'2", you know. So for both volleyball and basketball, of my four kids, she's the one that really got my height the most. She's 6'2". So it helps for being a middle hitter for the volleyball team, and then, you know, being a wing or post, she can play pretty much anywhere on the basketball court too. So, yeah, a lot of fun being in Pella watching her games. And then Landon, he is 19, and he is a freshman at the University of Northern Iowa, having a great experience so far at UNI. He decided not to play football. He was getting recruited by Dort. He was getting recruited by Simpson, Central, a couple other schools in the area wanted him to come play football. And I was hoping that he would. I was really hoping he would come play for the Dutch, actually, because then it'd be like, okay, Caitlin and Landon are both right here in Pella, and I can watch them both. You know, kids have to make up their own mind, their own way, and he decided to go to UNI and just be a student, and he's studying kinesiology and having fun with friends and lifting weights like crazy. He sent me a video the other day. He benched 315 pounds, and he only weighs 205. So, you know, I'm like, that's pretty impressive. So he was pretty excited about that. And then, so Jaren, Caitlin, Landon, and then Addison is my youngest. She is a sophomore at Des Moines Christian, and she plays on the varsity volleyball team. Had a very, very good season playing on varsity for the first time as a sophomore, and love that. She's busy with friends and shopping and makeup, and she's more of the girly girl type stuff. And so, you know, I did mention to her, I was like, okay, you know, do you want to, you know, come to PC and play basketball for me, and or do you want to stay at Des Moines Christian? And she's like, well, I think I'm just going to focus on volleyball. I think I'm going to stay at Des Moines Christian with my friends, and I'm used to it and a comfort level there. And so she's like, I'll cheer you on when you're coaching basketball. Maybe not when you're coaching against Des Moines Christian, but so we've kind of joked about that. She's like, that'll be the one game I'm going to have to cheer against you, Dad. So, and it's going to be a very interesting game. We play at Des Moines Christian. I forget the date, but it's sometime in December. And so, yeah, that's going to be a very interesting, fun game. So I've got lots of friends built up over the years, you know, at Des Moines Christian, and they've already been kind of talking some trash to me and telling me how they're going to be heckling me at that game. So it'll definitely be it's one I've got circled on my calendar for sure.
For sure. And a lot of great info there about the kids and a lot of exciting things going on there. Coming back, talking a little bit more about yourself, favorite TV show, movie, YouTube channel, if there's something around there that you just kind of enjoy watching, what would that be?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge movie buff. I love talking movies. If I'm watching TV, I'm usually watching the Iowa Hawkeyes football, Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball, Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball. When I was in high school, I loved watching Seinfeld. That was a great TV show back in the day. I've gotten into a show on Amazon Prime over the last couple years called Reacher, Jack Reacher. I enjoyed that. Movies, I mean, I loved that. Oppenheimer, that movie, I thought that was really interesting. The Dark Knight series, the Batman Dark Knight series, Christopher Nolan. Back in the day, Gladiator, I saw that in the theater. You know, that's just one of my all-time favorites with Russell Crowe. Let's see, going way, way back, Last of the Mohicans. You know, great book and great movie, Daniel Day-Lewis. So, and then, of course, my kids, like, I had to watch all the Marvel movies, right? Like, you know, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers. Like, I went to the movie theater with my kids a lot when all those Marvel movies were really popular. So it was like, it seemed like that one was coming out every few months, right? It was like, oh, now we got Iron Man 2's coming out. And then you've got Thor and you got Avengers. And so it was like, okay, Dad, next Marvel movie's out. When are we going to the theater to see it? I'm like, all right. And I enjoyed them too. So, but yeah, I've seen most of the Marvel movies at least two or three times each.
100% there. A lot of great movies and TV shows mentioned in there. Kind of wrapping things up. You kind of already answered this one a little bit, but I'm just going to go down this path because I always ask everyone this one because it is a rivalry state. Hawkeyes, Cyclones. You kind of gave that answer, but what pushed you in that direction of the Hawkeyes?
Okay, so I get this question a lot because I'm originally from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, I say originally, which isn't really accurate, but I say that my hometown is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's where I graduated high school. But when I was in first and second grade, my family actually lived 1 year in Osceola, and we lived 1 year in Eagle Grove. I think it was first grade Eagle Grove and second grade Osceola. My dad was a pastor, and he was pastoring. He pastored 1 year to church in Eagle Grove, 1 year to pastor to church in Osceola. And those 2 years, I was kind of like figuring out who my sports teams were. And all the Hawkeye football and men's basketball games were on TV, right? And so those 2 years, I mean, I was watching some great basketball and football. You know, Hayden Fry, peak Hawkeye football, Dr. Tom Davis, like some incredible men's basketball teams. One of the first Hawkeye men's basketball teams I remember watching was the 1987 team. It was either 87 or 88, and they had an incredible team. Roy Marble, B.J. Armstrong, Ed Horton, and I remember they played against UNLV. I think it was in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four, and the Hawks were up big and ended up UNLV came back and won that game, and I remember I was just bawling. I was at a birthday party at a friend's house, and I was, you know, 8 or 9 years old, and I was just in tears. My Hawks lost in that game to UNLV, and I've, you know, been a huge Hawkeye fan ever since.
Very good reasoning behind that, Coach Mohm. Appreciate letting us get to know you a little bit better today, and looking forward to a lot more fun conversations during the basketball season. But again, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was John Mohm, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, letting us get to know him a little bit better today.